Hay vainas que se aparecen cuando uno menos las piensa. Llegan y aunque no las quieran, se quedan por unos días.
Nos dicen que estás enfermo y venimos para animarte. Un malestar no es eterno y menos si se comparte.
Hola, soy Judith Ruiz Branch. And this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. Before we get started, queremos decir gracias to Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana Incorporated for making season 5 of ¿Qué pasa Midwest possible. I honestly don't even know where to begin with this next story. De veras que no sabe cómo empezar con esta historia. Because when you think of community efforts that make a global impact, your first inclination may not be to think of a church. Pero una iglesia, New Life Covenant in Chicago, está cambiando esto. Their slogan is a church for the hurting.
Una iglesia para los adoloridos.
And part of their mission, as one church with many campuses, 8 to be exact, puts great emphasis on outreach, to get to as many people as humanly and inhumanly as possible through the work of God's Spirit leading them. Well, I was able to speak to 2 separate campuses, the Humble Park and Southeast campuses, both neighborhoods in Chicago, and my head was honestly spinning from listening to all of the programs offered and all of the lives and communities impacted through outreach supported by the generosity of their congregations. Unfortunately, the audio from Pastor David Marrero of Humble Park campus glitched and was not able to be salvaged. But one thing he said that stuck with me was the most tangible way to show Jesus to the masses is by meeting their practical needs.
La manera más impactante de mostrar a Jesús a las personas es proveer necesidades prácticas.
Well, I spoke to the senior outreach director for the Southeast campus, Shamari Brown, via the Table Call app, and we talked about all the ways just their location is working to meet the needs of their community, which has surely increased due to COVID-19.
Y a veces él y otros arriesgan sus vidas para hacerlo.
I mean, we went to Mount Sinai on the west side, and there were people collapsing at the door at the beginning of this. So I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing out here? like, Lord, please don't let me catch this.
I couldn't help but laugh with Brown. Not because the matter is funny at all. No es gracioso. I just felt how overwhelmed he must have been witnessing this firsthand. Todo para ministrar a los trabajadores.
So once the pandemic actually kicked off, we decided to do a hospital outreach. And the hospital outreach was basically a way for us to encourage all of the frontliners that are working in the emergency or ICU units of the hospitals. So what Pastor Hannah felt that it would be necessary for us to let the doctors know we're praying for them, provide them relief concerning something to eat, and then give small business catering companies a job so that they could sustain through the pandemic because all of the restaurants were closed down.
Pastor John Hanna, de quien habla, es el pastor.
So the way that we organized that was that we targeted all of the hospitals in Chicago, in the city of Chicago. We reached out to every single emergency responders department, connected with the lead nurse and or doctor, and we set up a time where only 2 of us, so it was a 3-person team. We had a videographer, we had the caterer, and then we had a outreach volunteer that wasn't at risk, go to the hospital. We took cards of encouragement and the cards they can keep with them. And then on the other side of the cards, they can tune into our virtual service. So we went to the hospitals. We gave them the free catered food. We prayed with them. And one would have thought that just the food was a very small token of appreciation. But in all actuality, being a person that went to almost all 19 of the hospitals that we helped, those doctors were crying because they were in the thick of it.
In total, the church reached 19 hospitals and hired 15 small catering companies in the Chicago area. Y Brown dice que pudieron continuar from the tithes collected via their virtual Sunday services.
And what our goal was to keep this sustained, because we didn't know if people were going to be afraid to give based on the layoffs and all these things that were happening. But what we noticed was that if we captured what we were doing and we played it right back on that Sunday and utilized that there's a greater issue happening than what we're going through, people gave to that. They didn't, you know, the body of Christ did not get selfish and start to only think about themselves. They rose to the occasion and they gave.
The church continued todos sus ministerios in a virtual format, including their life coaching, fitness programs, a crisis program for those unemployed due to COVID, as well as their legal clinic and food pantry, including homebound deliveries to senior citizens, which both saw participation double.
So for us, we're thinking, okay, maybe we need to rethink even having the physical legal clinic. You know, how can we get some protected platform to do virtual so that people can feel comfortable in their own home talking about their legal issues.
The church made their pantry social distancing compliant so families could grab and go con contacto limitado. Additionally, the church offered and continues to offer free COVID-19 testing. La iglesia ofrece pruebas para el virus gratis.
So the very first COVID testing we did was in the thick of things. We had about 240 people come and get free testing, and that was in partnership with Howard Brown Clinic. Howard Brown partnered with a mobile unit, Chicago mobile unit, and within that through the public health, and we offered walk-ups at that particular one. That was 240 people that got tested.
Brown said they spread the word via community forums and social media.
And one of the things that we coupled along with the COVID testing was the mask and the gloves and the hand sanitizer, because people didn't really know how to, I would say they didn't necessarily maybe either A, didn't take it serious, or B, they just did not have access. And one of the greatest things about these partnerships is the testing is free. And outside of a free testing, these tests were running at about $150 prior to this whole free testing movement. And if you're talking about a population and a group of people in our community that may not have access to that type of health care, we had to make it happen. And that was at the forefront of Pastor Hannah's mind. So we literally did our research. And we found out who was doing testing.
A big challenge the church has had to face is adapting to the ever-changing needs of the community. I happened to speak with Brown just after the unrest began to ensue after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Habló con Brown después del asesinato de George Floyd.
Yeah, that was, I would say that was my toughest week. My absolute toughest week.
Coincidentally, the church had just began their next pandemic outreach to Chicago police days before.
And we had to maintain our integrity as to, I mean, we prayed about who would be next, who would be our next outreach to. And it just so happens to be the police and fire station. It was so ironic because literally after we started at the headquarters. So it was like, this thing is just so bananas. So we started at the headquarters. We reached out to the headquarters and we came up there and we literally brought a big, like 100+ food for all of the police officers at the headquarters. literally right before all of this came, we prayed for all of the officers and everything. And literally the next week, all of that happened. It was like almost like, it was almost like God used us in that moment. And we gave them, of course, the words of encouragement and our scripture to all of our first responders. Was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Es la fuerza que él y la iglesia tuvieron que tener para lograrlo.
And we, and here's the thing. So me, I'm a black man, and the George Floyd incident and situation was just, has been tragic, has had a lot of negative impact on my emotions and a lot of other young African-American and black men and brown men emotions. And we, and so I, in that, in the midst of all of that and having to serve the police was really tough, but we learned a lesson. We learned that we had to keep some type of consciousness that all cops are not bad. We had to, as the church, we had to balance out that consciousness. And the police officers, if you can see the anxiety and the fear and the emotions that they were going through.
Emociones que seguirían aumentando.
And then so what happens is there's this dynamic shift where looting takes place. So then the looting takes place and tears the South Side apart. Like every single major store, every single grocery store was demolished. And that really led to our next outreach, which was the Stony Island Jewel OFCO cleanup. And from that place, we went in after the looting took place and cleaned up that entire store. We band together as a community. We connected with the aldermen. We connected with streets and sanitation. We connected with CPD. We connected with all news outlets. And we put pressure on Jewel OFCO corporate to open that store back up. Because we went in as a community to clean it up because there was a delay in corporate coming out because of how dangerous, quote unquote, it was over there.
Brown says because of their push, they were able to get the Jewel OFCO to reopen, a significant feat since senior homebound deliveries increased just after the looting because seniors reported that there was no place for them to get their groceries or medications.
So, I mean, these things are, I mean, these things just let us know that our steps are ordered by the Lord, you know.
The church continues to offer free COVID-19 testing in partnership with Howard Brown Health Clinic and Mariano's Fresh Market, and to date have fed nearly 6,000 individuals, over 2,000 households, and have made close to 1,000 food deliveries in the Chicago area.
So, I mean, it's a lot going on, man.
Yeah. Mucho, ciertamente.
Te vamos a cuidar.
Queremos decir gracias to Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana Incorporated for making Season 5 of ¿Qué pasa Midwest? Possible. La canción para este episodio es No Estás Solo, una colaboración de Carlos Vives y Rubén Blades dedicada a todos los afectados por la pandemia de coronavirus. Los ingresos de esta canción irán a dos organizaciones benéficas en Panamá y Colombia. Gracias por escucharnos. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch, and this is ¿Qué pasa Midwest?
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 Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland.